Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week now we're going to talk about all the big events that are part of the Hot Air Balloon Festival going on in Hale, put on by the organization Hale Yes. And one of the things they've got going on this year are antique appraisals this Saturday. And joining us, the man who's going to be doing that, Mark Moran. How are you today, Mark?
I'm great, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, Mark, before we get started on what's going to be happening with this event, give us a little background on yourself as an antique appraiser. How'd you get into it? And, do you have any specialties? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, first, thank you so much for having me on. And I'm really looking forward to visiting Hale. I've never been there before.
Oh, okay.
I got to tell you, I love their website, haleyes.org.
It's a beautiful
what
site.
What a great
isn't it?
Name.
It is, that's for sure.
In terms of my business, I started 3 years ago. I actually just began my fourth year of doing these antique appraisal events for libraries, historical societies, other community institutions all over the upper Midwest. I travel in northern Illinois up to the UP. This will actually be my first grouping of events in lower Michigan.
Very nice.
Northeast Iowa, eastern Minnesota, and then all over Wisconsin. In addition to the program in Hale, I'll also be stopping in St. Ignace, in Cadillac, and then in Munising on my way home. So
wow.
I'm going to be seeing a lot of that part of the world for the first time.
Boy, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know what? These programs are antique appraisal as theater. It's a lot like Antiques Roadshow. It's people bring in their treasures, and we talk about them, and we try and figure out their history and their use, and then we talk about values. And the funny thing is, Kevin, most people don't care what their treasure is worth.
Yeah.
They just want to know, especially in the case of something that has come down through the family, they just want to know if the story's true.
Right.
And sometimes it is. And sometimes as it passes from one generation to the next, the story grows in the telling. As it were. But, I've been doing this a long time. I've been involved in antiques since the 1970s when I started out as a collector. And then in the 1980s, I became a part-time antiques dealer. My full-time job was as a newspaper man. I worked for newspapers in Wisconsin and Minnesota. And then in the 1990s, I started writing books about antiques, and I've written 27 books.
Mm.
So I've had a lot of experience, and people love these events.
Oh, they do. That's for sure. Whether they're bringing their antiques or not, they love coming and just watching and seeing what other people bring.
Absolutely. And, an audience is always welcome. I should tell you, Kevin, I just, before we got on the phone here, I spoke with one of the organizers of the event in Hale. Our three-hour program has now grown into 6 hours.
Really?
It's completely booked. Yeah, we'll be going from 11 a.m. until probably 5 or 6 o'clock at night. And plus I have house calls to do. When folks find out that I'm coming to town for one of my events, they ask, people with big things or fragile things or a lot of things, they ask about home visits, and I'm happy to do that. I should say that I think I have 6 or 7 or 8 of them already booked.
Wow.
And so I'm going to be very busy when I'm, in the Hale area.
I guess so. Will it be taking place at the fairgrounds there, just off M-65 at the Commerce and Community Center at the fairgrounds there. All the events are taking place there. And obviously you have a passion for this. Is there certain things that you hope to see? Is it just the story, or, are there certain antiques where you look at them, you go, wow, I can't believe I'm seeing one of these?
Every program I do, I see something amazingly cool, something that, frankly, that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And when you're involved with antiques and collectibles, you can only ever know just a tiny, tiny slice of all there is out there. But, I see lots of wonderful examples of fine art, paintings, prints and drawings, statuary, glass, ceramics, toys, wonderful dolls and mechanical banks and things like that, early advertising, folk art, things like quilts and carvings and things that were created, by someone who weren't formally trained in the arts, clocks and metalware and, costume jewelry and sports memorabilia and all that stuff are welcome at my programs.
Okay.
And so I hope that if the folks in Hale, you know, would like to have me back, I'd love to do it. And the response, as I said, has just been overwhelming.
Boy, you bet. Antique Appraisal, it's taking place this Saturday. It gets underway at 11. And, well, in the brochure it says 3, but it sounds like you're going to be working a little OT. But it sounds like a labor of love for you, Mark.
It is, Kevin. And I'm really looking forward to meeting everyone in the Hale and the Tower City area as well.
That's right. Mark Moran, well, you might recognize him from, as I mentioned, the Antiques Roadshow, but he's going to be at the Hale Yes Hot Air Balloon Festival this Saturday, 11 to 5, appraising antiques. Now, you do have to pre-register for this, so you may want to call or visit the website, haleyes.com, for more information there. And again, Mark Moran, Mark, we appreciate your time today, and we'll look forward to seeing you out at the event this Saturday from 11 to 5.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I'm looking forward to it.